Hello, good morning. Welcome to worship. Thank you for coming. Our announcements are on the right-hand side of the bulletin in the church calendar box. Please join us Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. in the Ed Building for Bible study and prayer together. We'll start at 6:30 with a light meal. So if you can, please come. It's a good time of fellowship together. Our third Sunday fellowship luncheon for November will be next Sunday, November the 15th, hosted by Perry and Lynn Myrick. And the women in the church are still collecting non-perishable food items to make Thanksgiving baskets, and they are continuing to collect items for about one more week for the Samaritan's Purse Project. Down at the bottom, toward the bottom of your bulletin, you'll see where it says the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And question 45 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, what is the first commandment? And the answer is,
the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before thee.
Call to worship this morning comes from Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 and 7. Will you read that with me responsibly? Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Understand by your word that one day you will establish the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, on this earth, and all people will have to acknowledge Him as Lord. We want to be among the ones who voluntarily acknowledge you as the Lord God Almighty now. And so we rejoice and exult and give you the glory through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand and take a hymnal and turn to hymn number 111, and let's sing stanzas 1 through 3 of This Is My Father's World, and we'll continue to stand through the recitation of the Apostles' Creed and the singing of the Gloria Patri. Please join me and let's reaffirm our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Creator, and we are the work of Your hands. You are our great shepherd, and we are the flock under Your care. You are our Redeemer, and we are the people that You have bought back. We have sinned against You and against others. We repent of all of our sins, and we ask for Your forgiveness. We pray that You would not remain angry with us, that You would not recall our sin to punish it, but that You would continue the work that You have begun in us by Your Spirit, that the whole earth may recognize that You are our God and our Savior. We pray this morning for our shut-ins and for those who are caring for them. We pray for Martha Davis and for Mosella Perkins and for Mary Ellen Lovelace. We pray for Denise Baggett. We pray for Bess White. Father, we pray for all of these and others. We pray for Irene Alexander. We pray that You would... We pray for Bertha McCullough. We pray that You would show them all mercy and grace. Father, we pray for missionaries all over the world, and we pray for the ones that we help to support. We pray for the Bolis in Mexico who will be here with us at the end of December. And we pray for the chaplains working with MTW. And we pray for the Davilas who will be with us in December. And for their ministry in Costa Rica. We pray for the Hoes in North Africa and the Hills in Peru and the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible Translators, and for the Romaines in New York City working with Muslims. We pray that You would prosper their ministry. We pray that the Word of God would go forth and change lives. And we pray that You would protect them and keep supporting them. Father, we pray that You would, by Your Spirit, take away from all of us spiritual blindness and weakness and unwillingness to do Your will, and perverseness of heart. And by Your grace, make us able and willing to know and do and submit to Your will in all things, with the same humility and cheerfulness and faithfulness and diligence and zeal and sincerity and steadfastness that the angels do in heaven. May Your Word be our rule. May Your Holy Spirit be our teacher. May Your greater glory be our goal. In Jesus' name, amen. reading this morning comes from Psalm 133, and it's found on page 834 in the back of the Trinity Hymn Book. Will you please turn there? Let's read from Psalm 133 together responsibly. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. Our next hymn is number 468. Would you take a hymn book and stand and turn to 468 and let's sing together. Standards 1 and 4. Jesus Christ, who made a substitutionary atoning sacrifice for our sins so that we may know you and have forgiveness, and so that we may have a heavenly home. For our citizenship is not here, but it is in heaven. We have a home that we look forward to beyond this place and this time and this life. Father, we thank you for the way that you have provided for all of our needs. And we pray that you would receive a part of what you have prospered us with as we bring it back as a manifestation of our worship to you. We pray that you would bless it and use it to sustain the ministry of this church and to extend the kingdom of our Savior, Jesus Christ, even unto the othermost parts of the earth. It's in His name that we pray. Amen. morning comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25. The Gospel of Luke, beginning in chapter 1, verse 5, reading down to verse 25. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. The word of our God stands and abides forever. May he bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.